This podcast is brought to you by SMC. MoneyWise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good evening and welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. I'm Sheetal.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the Indian equity benchmarks, the Sensex and Nifty, have ended with nominal gains today, the 16th of August, as gains in shares of ITC, Axis Bank and Maruti Suzuki were largely offset by losses in those of Tata Consultancy Services, Reliance Industries and HDFC. The market remained choppy throughout today's trading session as the sentiment remained a bit fragile on lingering concerns over the slowdown in the economy, lackluster June quarter earnings and also weak global sentiment in light of the US-China trade war. Market experts believe that the market's upward movement in the near future will remain capped due to weak consumer demand and uninspiring earnings. According to our expert Sanjeev Zarbade, VP PCG Research, Kotak Securities, and we quote him, consumer demand has continued to weaken in recent months. The just concluded earnings season was not encouraging either, and brokerage houses will soon scale down their full year Nifty and Sensex earnings. This will restrict upside for the market in the near term, unquote. Just to give you some of the granular details, the Sensex closed the day 39 points or 0.1% higher at 37,350, while the Nifty ended the day at 11,047, that's up about 18 points or 0.17%. In sync with the Sensex, the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices edged up by 0.1% each. Now for the week, both the Sensex and Nifty declined by 0.6%. Among the other sectoral indices on the Bombay Stock Exchange, utilities, auto and power climbed over 1%, whereas IT, tech, consumer durables and energy declined over 0.5%. Moving on to give you a heads up on the stocks that made the headlines today. Shares of Yes Bank climbed about 3.79% to ₹79.45 on the Bombay Stock Exchange after media reports suggested that the company is planning to raise an additional $600 million after the success of its qualified institutional placement of QIP that helped it mop up $270 million. After falling almost 10% intraday, shares of India Bulls Housing Finance witnessed buying at the fag end of the trading session, which helped it end the day at ₹551.10, down by just 20 paise, that's about 0.04% on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Moody's Investors Service on the 14th of August had downgraded India Bulls Housing's long-term corporate family rating to BA2 from BA1 and changed its outlook to negative from stable. Shares of Sadbhav Engineering fell about 5.98% today to settle at ₹125 on the BSE as Kotak Institutional Equities slashed its target price by 30% after subdued earnings in Q1. Then shares of Indraprastha Gas or IGL jumped 3.35% to close at ₹327.05 on the Bombay Stock Exchange after the company reported a 24% rise in the June quarter net profit on higher sales volumes. Falling to over an 8-year low level, shares of Glenmark Pharmaceuticals fell as much as 5.94% on the Bombay Stock Exchange to end at ₹361.10 as global brokerages cut the price target, citing weak June quarter earnings. CLSA maintained a sell recommendation on this stock and slashed the target price sharply to ₹350 from ₹500, citing that the earnings growth will remain under pressure. To move on to a global update, stock markets around the world gained today as expectations grew of further stimulus by the central banks, offsetting worries about a slowing economic growth, which had intensified this week as the US yield curve inverted for the first time since 2007, according to a Reuters report. European shares opened higher, with the Pan-European Stoxx 600 index trading 0.7% higher and the trade-sensitive DAX index in Germany outperforming. Japan's Nikkei ended the day flat but with a positive bias, 0.06% higher, and the Shanghai Blue Chips rose 0.3% today on the hopes that Beijing would roll out a program to boost disposable income. MSCI's All Country World Index, which tracks equities across 41 countries, was up 0.2% today. It was still set for its third straight losing week, down 2.2%. Stocks in Asia generally ended mixed today, with investors watching yields on longer duration US treasuries as well as keeping their eyes on developments on the US-China trade front. Then finally, to wrap up with a technical view for you, the Nifty has remained range-bound throughout the week and formed an inside bar on the weekly chart. The breakout levels in either direction are 11,182 and 10,782. Now, the largest structure shows that the pattern is likely to break out on the downside. The detailed structure, that is the daily chart, shows that the index is forming a triangular pattern, which can continue for some more time. According to our expert, Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, senior technical analyst, Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, and we quote him, once the sideways action, which is wave 4 as per the Elliott wave theory, is done, then we can witness the next leg towards the south, unquote. The hourly chart reveals that a falling trend line put a cap on the upside for today, and this is for the fourth straight session. On the other hand, a rising trend line is acting as a support for the index. Gaurav also said, and we quote again, the breach of the swing low of 10,901, which is also the breakout level for an arrow pattern formed on the daily chart, would be the first sign of the next leg down. On the downside, the recent low of 10,782 will be the initial target, whereas the larger target is at 10,455, which is 78.6% retracement of the October to June rally, unquote. So that then is a technical view of what happened specifically today in the local equity markets and a bit of a view of what happened over the course of last week as well. And that's it from us in the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great evening.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.